WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, the hometown and baseball season is down to the final four teams after yesterday's sectional finals. In the north, it was the Sauk Prairie Twins defeating Ashton 4-3. Sauk advances. Also, Verona was a 12-1 winner over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb in the west. In the east, Sun Prairie 9-3 over Monona. And in the southeast, Evansville was a winner against Fort Atkinson. It was 2-1, the final. Hometown and Baseball Final Four Round Robin Tournament begins this Sunday, August 18th, with the East at the West and the Southeast at the North. The tournament continues with a final planned day, September 1st. In case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup. In case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will have a semifinal at the opposite of their first game. That'll extend the season a couple of weeks, actually. Well, the Richland Center Volleyball Camp will get underway today. T-shirt sizes are needed, especially for elementary through middle school volleyball players. To register for the camp, you can still do so today. Get your T-shirt entry in, and for more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 608-604-7751. RC Volleyball Camp runs coming up this week through Thursday. The Church League softball tournaments are set. There were a couple of teams inadvertently listed incorrectly in the write-up last Tuesday. The brackets are correct, but the corrected matchups are listed here. At 6:45 tomorrow night on the East Diamond, Church of the Nazarene will take on St. Mary's. Baptist Temple 2 will play the loser of the 6:45 West game. At 9:15, winner of the 6:45 East game will play the winner of the 6:45 West game. All on the East Diamond. On the West Diamond tomorrow night, 6:45, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays the Mission. And at 8, Free Methodist plays the loser of the 6:45 East game. At 9:15, the winner of the 8 p.m. East game plays the winner of the 8 p.m. West game. Elsewhere in sports, the Simon Sharks swim team concluded their season recently with a year-end awards ceremony. The most improved male swimmer went to Liam Hamlin, while Audrey Waterfall earned the most improved female swimmer award. Emmerich Kelman was named Rookie of the Year, while Rachel Waterfall was named the Jawsom teammate, who is the teammate that cheers on others and embodies what it means to be a good teammate. The swimmers who earned the most points throughout the season were also recognized. For the 10 and under boys, Levi Fretz earned 65 points. Emmerich Kelman had 72, and Caleb Waterfall was the top point scorer with 76. For the 10 and under girls, and the 9 to 10 girls once again led the way, Kaylin Burns was the third highest point scorer with 122. Morgan Worthington scored second, 131, and Lauren Chambers was the top point scorer with 175 points. As for the older swimmers, for the boys 11 and older, Clancy Hying was third place with 103. Lucian Hamlin earned second place by scoring 104, and James Waterfall was the top point scorer with 131 points. Chloe Hying was the highest scorer for the girls who are 11 or older with 67 points. Braylon Olson was second with 89, and Leah Chambers was the top point scorer with 142. Swimmers who were given their five-year awards were Lauren Chambers, Luke Fretz, Levi Fretz, Liam Hamlin, Claire Hying, and Clancy Hying. Pearl Fretz and Chloe Hying were recognized for swimming for 10 years with the Sharks. The Sharks had an excellent season, grew as a team, showed improvement, and once again were proven to be small but mighty. Bowling season is underway. Well, it will be as of tonight. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have its annual open meeting tonight at 6:30. At the Phoenix Center, all bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected. Rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. So the Major League will be bowling on Monday nights, and they'll have their meeting immediately following the association meeting tonight. tonight. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have its meeting on Wednesday night at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have its meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. The Packers were impressive in a 23-10 win in the preseason opener Saturday, even though the starters played just three plays. Quarterback Jordan Love played only the first series, connecting on a 65-yard scoring pass to Dontavian Wicks for a touchdown. The Green Bay defense played a few minutes more than the offense, showing off its new 4-3 alignment. The result was 3 first-half sacks. Overall, Matt LaFleur was pleased with the game.
It was good to get back out there, and I know our guys, it's been getting a little chippy in practice. It was good to go up against somebody new, and I loved how our guys competed in all three phases, and I thought they put a lot of good tape out there. I thought the things that we were looking for in terms of the effort and running the football and finishing, I thought that it was on point. I'm sure there are some things that we can work on and get better at, but all in all, it was great to see we got everybody in the game, and I thought everybody made contributions.
It was key to get the starters some action.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I said, hey, if we go down and score in three plays, you guys are done. So, I mean, ultimately, we just wanted them to get their feet wet a little bit and knock some rust off. And I think it's always good just not only to obviously go out there and play, but just the preparation that it takes to get ready mentally to go play a game. And then certainly try to work on their pregame routine and so it's not the first time they're doing it when we play Philly and Brazil. So a lot of positives, though, to be able to just go out there and get points on that first drive.
Matt LaFleur, Packer head coach. A couple of other games yesterday. Denver was a 34-30 winner against Indianapolis, and the LA Rams defeated Dallas 13-12. The Packers play at Denver Sunday night for their second preseason contest. It was a quiet weekend for Brewer bats, but they still took the series from Cincinnati. The Reds prevailed 4-3 Sunday for their only win, and Milwaukee batters combined for just 7 hits total in 2 of the weekend games. Third baseman Joey Ortiz gave his team an early lead with a 2-run home run in the second. After the Reds went ahead 3-2, Willie Adames tied it with a run-scoring single in the sixth. Spencer Steer's sack fly gave Cincinnati the win. Joe Ross took the loss in relief, although he went 3 innings and gave up only 1 hit. D.L. Hall came back to start for the Brewers.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there in that lineup.
Manager Pat Murphy, who says the next 4 games will be tough for the Brewers.
You realize what the situation is, and you don't back away from that. You realize what the situation is, but the truth is, we got to play better. And you really can't get your mind on, I'm being honest, I'm not trying to be stat answer, you know, like whatever. You can't get your mind on the wrong stuff.
In the National League elsewhere, yesterday, Miami 7-6 over San Diego. Colorado beat Atlanta 9-8. Arizona 12, Philadelphia 5. The Dodgers 6-5 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Baltimore. Oakland 8 and Toronto 4. Houston 10-2 over Boston. The Yankees 8, Texas 7. Cleveland 5-3 over Minnesota. Interleague action, the Angels 6, Washington 4, Detroit 5-4 over San Francisco, and Seattle beat the Mets 12-1. Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and a roaring out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris is not Mission Impossible. The French capital made spectacular use of its cityscape with the Eiffel Tower and other iconic monuments serving as backdrops and venues. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.